This is Northwest News from 88.5 KPLU. The Seahawks begin their regular season on Sunday, playing the Rams in St. Louis. Sports commentator Art Thiel tells KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick that he expects great things from the team this season, just not right away.
Art, the Seahawks are not just challenged by bouncing back from that devastating last-second Super Bowl loss, but also by big financial changes that happened in the offseason.
This is the most difficult task that Pete Carroll and general manager John Schneider have faced because they have to accommodate in this roster big payment to Russell Wilson. That was a huge deal that he got, $87 million over 4 years. And the NFL rivals have been waiting for this because the Seahawks had such a great deal with Russell Wilson for 3 years, and now that advantage has gone away. So the issue for the Seahawks is they have 11 guys that are paid top dollar at their position and a very small middle class of players and a whole bunch of undrafted free agents and seventh-round draft choices. In fact, the majority of the roster is made up of those kinds of players. So it's almost like life, you know, where a few people are getting rich, a lot of people aren't, and the middle class just isn't there. So that's the biggest challenge they have in constructing this roster. There's a lot of inexperience in key spots. The center, Drew Nowak, was a practice player and a former defensive lineman, and he's starting in place of Max Unger at center, one of three guys who are new to their positions this year. That's a real big burden for the Seahawks starting out Sunday.
Another burden, they've been hamstrung by holdout strong safety Cam Chancellor.
Yes, that is really something was unplanned. Pete Carroll has a real good idea about how he wanted to take this team through, both from a talent standpoint and a psychological standpoint, to get over that loss. You know, the worst in Super Bowl history and maybe in the history of American sports. But he didn't count on Cam Chancellor not showing up. For those who haven't followed, Chancellor is holding out, has been out 6 weeks, and is not going to play in Sunday's opener. He thinks that he deserves a rewritten contract, some improvements. The Seahawks say, hey, we can't do that in the second year of a four-year deal because of the precedent it sets. Both sides are dug in. It may be that this first game might shake something loose. If the Seahawks win, Cam Chancellor may find the urgency to come in. If the Seahawks lose, he may have some leverage. We'll have to see on that.
Speaking of having to see, how does the season look in your view?
I think the Seahawks aren't going to start out well, but I think they're going to be better at the end than the beginning. And that's typical for a lot of champions who have to do the same kinds of thing to their roster that the Seahawks are doing. Pay top dollar to stars and make do with newbies. So the Seahawks, I think, are going to lose their first two games, including Sunday at St. Louis, the following week in Green Bay, before they start to get a rhythm. And I'm guessing they're going to be 10-6 this year, which I think will be good enough to win the division. But I don't think it's going to get them a first-round playoff bye, which they benefited from the last 2 years. I still think they're going to have the talent in January to be a real threat, but it's going to look real slow and maybe even real bad at the beginning.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.